And a warm welcome back to the chat room here on CRCFM. If you've just joined us, this is Castlebar Radio, and you're very, very welcome. It's Angela Fall with you till one today. We're moving into our last but not least item on the chat room, and it's a chat with David Moore, astronomer and editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine. This is a worldwide recognised organisation, to be honest with you, and as far as the work they're doing, we are very lucky to have them based here in Ireland. A warm welcome to you. Good morning to you. I suppose I should say good afternoon, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Angela.
I just wanted to give a little bit more credit to you in the introduction, because I have to say I don't think people realise just how renowned this organisation is across the globe for the work they're doing in the context of astronomy and astronomy studies. Having said that, you're joining me today for a specific reason. Tell us all.
Yeah, actually May is a very big month for Astronomy Ireland. We've got three events, no less. Our monthly public lecture, all about astrophotography on Monday, which I know we're going to talk about. And then on the 22nd of May, we're actually running a moon watch, because we can show people the moon through big telescopes in closer detail than the astronauts who flew around the moon last month saw. So that's could be one of our most spectacular events ever. And then we have the evening classes beginning at the end of the month, and they're all on astronomy.ie, our website, if you want more details. But the big thing coming up immediately, just a few days, is talk about taking pictures of the night sky yourself.
Mm. And I guess our mobile phones have become so advanced that the quality isn't bad.
Yeah, what people don't realise is that they're all carrying around a powerful astronomical camera in their pocket. Your phone's probably got a night mode, or maybe a manual or pro mode, where you can make the phone take long exposures. So normally when you snap family and friends or a party or whatever, it's a hundredth of a second snapshot. But at night, your camera can go at least 10 seconds, maybe 30 seconds in some cases I've seen, and that enables it to far outperform the naked eye. And even the cheapest phones, I've seen them take pictures of stars dozens of times fainter than you can see with the naked eye. And, of course, you've then got a permanent record as well, so you can photograph constellations. The International Space Station will be flying over in evening skies, actually starting tomorrow. You could record that. You can make videos of that. And if you start adding those pictures up as well, which is what our speaker on Monday is going to talk about, you can get it into the kind of photography people only dreamed about before the advent of digital cameras.
It's fascinating, and I suppose there'll be people listening who'll be thinking, are there that many people interested in matters relating to astronomy? But there is a massive following in this country, isn't there?
Yeah, it's probably like everything else. For instance, in August, the big event this year is the almost total eclipse of the sun, and there'll hardly be a person in the country that won't attempt to view that. Hopefully in safety. There'll be details on our website, some details already. And, you know, you'll get millions of people watching that. So when there's something spectacular, everybody wants to get involved. And there are a few other big things. For instance, in the night sky tonight, as soon as it gets dark, even in the twilight, you'll see Venus blazing over in the western sky. And to its upper left is Jupiter. And they're about two handspans at arm's length apart at the moment. But as the weeks go by, that's going to reduce until on June the 9th, you'll be able to cover the two of them with your finger held at arm's length. That's how close they're going to be.
Yeah.
An extremely bright double planet that I can't remember the last time it happened. It's extremely rare. And we've got a ringside seat, so we're already telling people, you know, with your smartphone, go out and take a snap of it every clear night.
Very good.
That's only once a week. You'll have a record then of the two creeping up to each other for all time.
And just finally, David, before we leave things, perhaps you might just share the contact details with us again before you go.
Sure, yeah. The talk on Monday is open to the public. If the idea is to get the public getting more photographs, and you'll show a lot of this work as well. It's on Monday night. The details and the tickets for that, for the moon watch on the 22nd, and the classes on the 27th, are on astronomy.ie. where you can also join up to get the magazine. Costs about a euro a week, thanks to all the volunteers that contribute to it.
Astronomy.ie. As always, lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much, David. Have a good day. All the best.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And David Moore from Astronomy Ireland there. Do keep in touch with the organisation, particularly if you have a strong interest in all matters relating to astronomy. Keep an eye out there for Venus as well.